Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC welcomes fall, and with it, local organic apples, pears, and more from family farms and ranchers east of the mountains, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
And it's recently I'm reading about this guy that had this blog, and now it's a book, Stuff White People Like. And I noticed that one of the things that he mentioned is waiting for an hour and a half for a restaurant table. And even though I am Dick Stein, the other white meat, there's no way in the world I would not wait at gunpoint for an hour and a half for a table in any restaurant in the world. Period. Never. Uh-uh. Why would anyone do that? And what I want to know is, do you do that?
Well, you know, funny you should ask. I was there shortly after the opening of Din Tai Fung, the new Taiwan-based Chinese restaurant serving consider the world's best dumplings. It's over there in Lincoln Square in Bellevue. And let me tell you, with the day they opened, for the next several days, I understand there were 3, sometimes 4-hour waits to get in.
Suckers!
I'm telling you. And I actually went with a friend so I could talk to her. God forbid we had to stand in line for several hours. We didn't really have to wait that long. I think they told us it would be 40 minutes. It was somewhere between like 25 minutes.
Okay, you I'll wait 20 minutes, and I'll even wait longer, like if I can sit in the bar. But I see these lines outside the restaurant, I think, how can you people demean yourselves in this way by standing outside on a line for an hour and a half for the privilege of paying money to eat in a restaurant? Not to be extreme, but I mean, that's just the way I feel about it.
You know what, Stein? I don't get it either. But I think you're right. Think of all the many things people will stand out in line for, to see someone famous, to get into a concert, to buy tickets to something. I absolutely see that all the time. And it's really difficult these days when so many restaurants actually don't have reservations.
Why is that?
So, why don't they have reservations?
Yeah, why don't they take...
Because if you have to wait for a reservation for, say, 20 minutes, a half an hour, you start getting bent out of shape, don't you? Wait a minute, I had a reservation. But if there's only so many seats in a restaurant, and those seats are occupied by people who are lingering over coffee and dessert, you know, that's the restaurant's problem. That's not your problem. And you're still mad, aren't you?
So restaurants are not taking reservations because they can't guarantee that they can have a top open at the time of the reservation, and they don't want to deal with angry customers?
Well, that's one of the many reasons, I would think. If you think you've got some kind of great restaurant and it's, say, small enough that people are going to come to, why would you want to have reservations when you can just say, oh, I'm so sorry, we're full, when people show up? And then, of course, because they think they're cool, they'll wait in line for 2 hours.
Ha-ha! I see. The evil plan reveals itself at last.
I'll tell you, Stein, there is one place that I am very happy to stand in line for a very long time to get something to eat, and that is Koch's Deli in Philadelphia. You know why? When you stand in line, they hand out bites of all kinds of wonderful deli food. So by the time you get your sandwich, you don't really want it. You're already full, and then you can save it for later.
Okay, I might consider standing in line if somebody's going to come out and put food in my mouth. That shows at least that they care. And listeners, if you care about this topic and have some thoughts you'd like to share, we'd love to hear about them, as far as I know. Just post your comment to foodforthought@kplu.org. Click on Food, then Food for Thought, and let her fly. Word for Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets. I'm Dick Stein, and I hope that the next time you visit a restaurant that you...
Don't.